no matter how far you go. Look at all the people. All the people who really are wildly rich in this society. This is a money society. Look at all the people who really have more money than their great-grandchildren will ever be able to spend, who just have so much money that just what's invested keeps making millions every year. There are lots of people in this category in this country. Lots of them live in this town. More money than we can imagine, really. You go to some people's homes, it's unimaginable. They have 50-room homes. And haven't you ever wondered, why are these people still working? These people talk about all the stress that they're under, all the problems they're dealing with. On a material level, these people have everything. That challenge is met a million times over, and they could be done. They could just say, I'm done. Pina colada time. I'm going to chill. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to relax. I'm going to travel. Have you ever met one that did that? Because in this town, you meet these people. Have you ever met one?
I did, but they got bored after a year or 2 years at the most. Mm-hmm. Some even after 6 months, they felt useless.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever wondered what's going on with these people? It's because they're on the same track that you're talking about that can never provide actual final satisfaction. It's the comparison track. When you compare, there's nowhere to go because there'll always be somebody, if what you're comparing is height, there will always be somebody taller and there will always be somebody shorter. No matter if you're the tallest man in the world or the shortest man in the world, sooner or later, there'll be somebody a millimeter taller, a millimeter shorter. You will never arrive at the end point in the comparison track. So it's a trap. And all of us, there aren't any exceptions to this. In this culture, in this society, everyone has some basic training in the comparison track. Who's the richest? Who's the best looking? Who's the whatever? Everybody has this training. Some buy into it more than others. The issue for you personally isn't this training. You have the same training probably that most of us do. But I would like everybody to consider that you have been trained into the comparison track and that it's a no-win situation. Anytime you're comparing, you can't win. Even if you're top dog, even if you're the one who's number one, it's not satisfying because you know tomorrow somebody else will beat you. You know, when they put out that list every year, the richest people in the world, the same guy isn't number one every time. It's always changing. If you're way up, one thing is pretty much for sure. You're going down. If you're way down, one thing is pretty certain. You're probably going to go up a bit. So this is everyone's dilemma. The dilemma for you personally doesn't have to do with that specifically as much as the reverse. You would not have these issues. You would not be saying what you were saying. You would not view it like you view it if the reverse of this was not driving it. The reverse means somebody taught you that you're not good enough. Somebody gave you the message and you believed it deeply, that there's a real lack in you. That to fix that, and what you figured out is to fix that, I have to do something. But the problem isn't that you have to do something. That's what you believe so far. The problem is you believed the message that something's lacking in you specifically, you personally.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally, dude.
No, I mean, it's right.
It has to be, because the way you're talking about it is not...